This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا إنك سميع مجيب الدعاء. اللهم إني أعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع وقلب لا يخشع ونفس لا تشبع ودعاء لا يسمع. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله everyone. جزاكم الله خير for joining us. It's pleasure and lovely to be back again. When we take a break, whether it's in the summer or any other time, we all, I personally will attest to this, miss this live interaction with sisters and with the brothers and with the students. And alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, it's a pleasure to have you with us all today. It's a Sunday, it's 11 o'clock in the Pacific time of the United States. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran had taught us a lot of du'as, but there is only one du'a where he subhanahu wa ta'ala taught Rasul alayhi salatu wa salam, and of course he taught us to ask for something, but not only ask for that thing specifically, but to ask for this thing, a lot of it, and continuously to increase it. And maybe a good number of you will know this, it's actually in Surah Taha, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Rasul alayhi salatu wa salam, وَقُلْ رَبِّ زِدْنِي عِلْمًا. Ya, say, my Lord, increase me in knowledge. Now you go to the Quran, look at all the supplications and dua of the Quran. There is none, zero, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us to ask for something more except knowledge. And that teaches me and you and everybody that knowledge is something very precious, something very valuable, very virtuous, not in my sight or your sight, in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the proof that he asks us to ask him to give us more. Knowledge comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but I have to want it first. But he facilitates things for me. And then not only he give it to me, but he wants me to continuously to have it and to have more and more. He didn't say, give me more children or more wealth or more beauty or more any of the dunya thing. Even in Jannah, he didn't give me more. Ask me to give me more, but in dunya, he asked me to have more knowledge. And the virtues of knowledge, we have talked about it in many times. It is beyond enough for me, and this is one of my motivating, if you will say, force or driving force years ago to start learning and up till now to continuously to learn is what Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam taught Sayyidina Ali. Now, Sayyidina Ali is his cousin, his son-in-law. And when you teach someone, especially your relatives, something, then that has to be this thing, has to be something very special and valuable. And he said it to him, Ya Ali, لَأَيَّهْدِ اللَّهُ بِكَ رَجُلًا وَاحِدًا, that through you, by you, Allah will guide someone way better than if you have a collection of red camels or a herd of red camels. And how I and you will be able to guide people to, or how I will be guided first, let alone then guide others, change others, bring them closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no other way except by knowledge. By knowledge. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also taught Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam in many verses in the Quran, wa'alam, know, meaning learn. وَعَلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ, know that there is no God but Allah. So what I want to share with everybody today, and we have beautiful program, we have beautiful guests, is I want you all to come with us in this trip, if we want this journey. It's 1 hour journey where we're going to go and talk about why knowledge. We're going to introduce to you what Jannah Institute have for you, وَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدِ, starting in September. And we started it last year, وَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدِ, and we are going to do second year and another first year. I'll have some of my dear colleagues, and I will say also my teachers, who are also going to be honoring us to be one of our teachers in the program, to share with us her or their journey of knowledge. Also, they are women. Why did they do it? What did it do to them? And then what will they be teaching with us in Jannah Institute? And also, I'm going to be having, walillah alhamd, and I am honored also to have some of our students of last year. and from different parts of the country, in different parts of the world, to share with you their experience and what did knowledge do to them. So I don't want to take too much time. So I'm going to bring one of my favorite people, Sheikha Zainab Ansari. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikha Zainab. Can we unmute Sheikha Zainab?
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Sheikha Haifa. How are you doing?
Alhamdulillah wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. كيف حالك يا شيختنا؟
الحمد لله الحمد لله بخير. كيف الحال؟ الحمد لله. كيف الصحة؟
الحمد لله. Yes, and you also welcome back. الحمد لله. Sheikha Zainab, I know you have been also probably more than I am in this process of learning. So if you can share with all of our guests and our viewers, what is this journey for you? And then what did it do to you? And then now, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used you to be a teacher, what do you see this knowledge is doing to the people around you?
Absolutely. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi sallam taslima. So Sheikha, I love that question. And I have to say that in terms of my own studies, the number one inspiration, it's really my parents, because my parents converted to Islam in the 1970s and they were very active as converts. In other words, they went out and they sought teachers and they sought knowledge, and they believed very firmly, "Udkhulu fi silmi kaffa," enter into peace and Islam with all of your heart, wholeheartedly. So they really believed that in order to be better as Muslims and believers, that they had to study. So they traveled, they had teachers, they read very widely, and they believed very strongly in sending me and my sister to study. So that's really how it began, Sheikha, that we first exhausted the resources we had here in the United States, and then we found ourselves in the Middle East studying, especially in Syria. And we were very, very blessed to be able to go to Syria at that time. So that's how the journey began. And, you know, in terms of why it's so important for women to study, there's so many reasons, Sheikha. It's whether it's women as raising children, women as mothers, whether it's women teaching the community, whether it's women as ambassadors of the faith. There are so many reasons why we as women have to study. And I think about As-Salaf As-Salih, I think about the As-Sabiqoon Al-Awwaloon, the very first generation. You know, the women were always there, right alongside the men, seeking knowledge. You know, in Mecca, for example, when the Qur'an is being revealed, the Prophet والسلام, is teaching everybody the Qur'an. We know men and women they're all learning. We know the example of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He becomes Muslim after that encounter with his sister and her husband, and they have the Quran, they're studying the Quran. And then we look at Medina and we look at how Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha praises the women of the Ansar because they are so avid to seek their religion and they're not too shy to ask questions. So we have the very early historical precedent, and then every generation throughout Islamic history, we have women studying, women who are scholars, women who are teaching, women who are traveling even, women who are establishing educational institutions. Jannah Institute is like the heir of that legacy. So there are so many reasons, Sheikha. The last thing that I'll say about this is that, you know, and that's why the program at Jannah, the Year of Knowledge, is going to be so important, because this is a deen of isnad, where knowledge has a chain of transmission. It's a deen of scholarship. And all of us have a responsibility that when we stand before Allah Ta'ala, we can say that we tried our utmost to learn that knowledge which is required of us, or that fard ayn knowledge.
Jazakallahu khair. I'm glad you said your journey, because this is one of the things that I think, especially in this day and age, in literally 15 years ago, when, it's like 2006 when I decided I am going to move overseas. And I don't recall exactly what time is yours, Ya Ustada Zainab. But now the difference in this 15 years ago, and I remember when I was studying, I was like, Ya Allah, this is beautiful. Why don't we have this in the States? especially for women, because how many women can really, really leave and go for the journey of studying? I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of people want to. I see them. I talked with them. I had a program on yesterday in Cincinnati, and I can't tell you how the women were excited about learning. But the reality of the fact that we need to know, women has their limitations in the freedom of movement. Let's put it this way. And then when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring the knowledge to your home, if there is anything COVID, one of the blessings, I call it, of COVID, that it brought knowledge to the homes. I mean, we did actually, subhanAllah, from 2017 in Jannah Institute, we started doing online on-site. We always, but then we always focused. I was like, no, we need more on-site. But then COVID taught us that, you know what? Knowledge has no boundaries. Allah brought us the internet. Let's learn. So I want all the women especially, and even sometimes men also, although maybe more, they have more opportunity, but not necessarily everybody also, is to know the ni'mah, the blessing of the knowledge, not only the knowledge, but the knowledge that comes to their home. The knowledge that it is in your on your table. The knowledge is in your house, that on your time, and not only is available to you live, but for example, which now, alhamdulillah, again, at Jannah Institute, we offer it, it's recorded. So if for whatever the reason, and everybody goes through certain circumstances, you couldn't join, then you can do it and you go ahead and listen to it again. Or even you were there, but you want to review. When I studied, and I'm sure you also studied, Zainab, there was nothing. It was the class only, and we were not allowed to record. We had to write, and you have to make sure you write everything, remember? And then you have to go back and then study your notes and do this. So this is ni'mah of availability and easy availability, and even affordability. SubhanAllah, when you go and travel, and how much that cost will cost you, not only financial, but even cost adjustment. You change, you go to a different country. I mean, I can write books about the experience, and I'm sure also Ustada Zainab. So every woman listening to us today, this is an opportunity Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give it to us. If we will not take it, you know what will happen? لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you are grateful, I'll give you more. And if you are not, إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. My punishment is severe. Allah said this. And the easiest thing, Allah will take the knowledge and give it to someone else or to another community or another country where they are more. What do you say, Ustada Zainab, and then I will bring one of our students also. What do you say for somebody who will tell you that I really want to, but I don't have time? That's the commonest reason I hear.
You know, Sheikha, I think that this is something that we have to really be very clear with ourselves, because I have heard this too. Sometimes I might find myself, maybe there's some khair I should be pursuing, but I find myself making an excuse. You know, the next moment is never guaranteed, my dear sisters. And what we have to understand is that even in the midst of very challenging circumstances, for example, in the early community, they always made time for what was of benefit for their souls. And they literally had to go and eke out an existence. You think about Medina, things were not easy for the Muhajirin coming in from Mecca. And just, you know, these are people who are constantly toiling and striving and sacrificing, but they made the time to seek out that which was of benefit to them. I firmly believe that we, as human beings, we will always make time for those things that are important to us, whether it's shopping, whether it's entertainment, whether it's watching TV, whether it's sleeping, yes, whether it's exercising, whether it's vacations, whatever. If it is important, we will do everything we can and turn that schedule upside down to make sure that we can accommodate that. And the beauty, my dear sisters, of the Jannah Institute program and the platform is that it's not like you don't have to. Sheikha Haifa had to go and study and go overseas. I went overseas a long time ago. You know, you really do have to, you have to really change your life to do that. And in this day and age, all that it requires is that we have the internet connection, we have the device, and now we can go and we can study that way. So it's about not putting off until tomorrow, my dear sisters, what you can do today.
Absolutely. And then I want to actually put, because one of the obstacles also of learning, and this is another question, I'm sure you get it, is I don't know Arabic. I don't know Arabic. Do I have to, and I'm going to be very honest, I have to be actually, because Allah will take me accountable. Do I have to learn Arabic to be a scholar of Islam? The answer is yes. Do I have to be, to know Arabic to be a caller to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on a larger scale? The answer is yes. Do I really need to know Arabic to worship Allah the way He wants me to be? The answer is not necessarily. I wouldn't say no completely. And this is one of the things we debated in the year of knowledge. And I remember the team and our coordinator, Ustada Amina, which she's actually lives in Bosnia. You've met her before, Ustada Zainab. She actually on vacation. So we said, you know what? We have to respect your vacation because the program's starting next month. So I remember one of the debates we had with the team and with Ustada Amina. It was like, how can we teach people Islamic studies and they don't know Arabic? My answer was, if we're going to wait till everyone learn Arabic, the majority of the Muslims will not learn. Because the majority of the Muslims these days, and correct me, Ya Sheikh Zainab, if I'm wrong, they don't know Arabic language. The number one country in the world that has the highest population of Muslims are actually Indonesia, and they don't speak English, and they don't speak Arabic. And they speak English, alhamdulillah, but they don't speak Arabic. So then came in the question is, so how are we going to do that? And let me see if I can, yeah, alhamdulillah. So what is the year of knowledge? I'm going to go quickly through this, because my main issue is to bring real people, the real students who really went through this knowledge. Basically, it's a 9 months program. And we started actually, it's an Islamic education, age 15 and above, no limit to the above. And I'm gonna, one of the, our students who's gonna join with us, she's actually a grandmother. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. And the most important thing is what are you gonna be learning? And students learn fundamental, basics, Islamic knowledge. That's what I want everyone to pay attention. What every woman should know in every day. In every day, my life. Three things I always wanted, as I wanted to study, is I wanted to know who's Allah, how to worship Him, and who's the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. These are my basic things. Again, basic, basic. Then, how did it all started? It's a dream, actually. And this was my dream, and I have to say this. I was actually sitting in the class, Ya Sheikha Zainab, in Saudi Arabia, and we were 23 women in the class, taught by all women, mashallah, tabarakallah, sheikhat, and it was my first time interaction with real women scholars in Islamic studies. I'm a physician, so I've seen a lot of very qualified physicians, women physicians, but this was my first time where one leave and the other comes in. They are all very qualified. They know what they are doing, spend years learning. And I made a dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that class. I said, Ya Allah, I wish we can have this in the United States, subhanAllah. So that woman learned the same way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened it to me. So here we go, 21, 22, last year we started. The whole dream started in March. And then we said, let's tawakkalna ala Allah, let's go ahead and start. And we started in September. The registration opened in July, end of June, if I remember well. And we had 55 full-time students. We had to close because we didn't want to make it a very big class. We all felt as a team that we may not be giving the students their due right. Then the request and the discussion came in. Not everybody can do five topics, which is 11 hours a week. Then we did a part-time where we opened it, you can choose one or two or more of the classes totally. We had, alhamdulillah, 110 students. Definitely, it exceeded my expectations personally. And these are actually feedback from the students. By December, so we started in September. Basically, it is 4 days a week. And we have Sunday, and then we have Monday, and then we have Tuesday, and then we have Wednesday break. And we have Thursday, Friday and Saturday. This was last year. Friday and Saturday is off. And by September, what do they study? We'll come to it. It's five main topic. What do I believe in as a Muslim? Aqeedah. What do I believe in? How do I worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Fiqh. And we covered four school of thoughts. So we can accommodate all the sisters with their different background. Then what the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam taught me. So we chose the 40 Nawawis. the hadith, but the commentary on it. And then we also tazkiyah, purification of the heart. Purification of the heart. What does all this knowledge do to my heart and my relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? By December, and I remember some of the students will share this, I'll give them the platform in a second. I kept saying myself that the drop rate usually is 50% in Islamic courses. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. By December, we had only two from the 110. So we send like an evaluation. And these are some of the what we got. The year of knowledge exceeded my expectation. I gained a deeper insight into what is my deen. This is the most important thing. I personally read it and did see it on the students, is this one. My relationship with Allah has improved. And again, because of the time, I can read to you, but I can tell you when the students send it back, and they send it to me first, is this was the commonest thing, is my relationship with Allah has changed. I am more aware of my roles and responsibility as a Muslim woman. That's the most important thing, because we always juggle Muslim women. I can't do this. I'm always giving to the others. There's nothing for me. My relationship with Allah. We learned throughout all these, they are topics, but the whole idea when we teach is we bring it practicality. What does it mean to me living in the 21st century? So I am much more aware of that. I wish I had this knowledge 20 years ago. My life would have changed. These are students' testimony. I feel like I'm alive after so many years of heedlessness. So the knowledge has changed. The year of knowledge for me was a dua answered. And I am so humbled and grateful to have had this opportunity to learn our beautiful deen, and most importantly, myself emphasize always to take action on what we learn. Apply it. If I only have it here, nothing will happen. Unless it is here and I struggle, I will put the word struggle, not easy, to change, to get close to Allah. The gift of gaining a foundation in Islamic knowledge is something that simply can't be quantified. And I pray that I can utilize the knowledge I have gained to be a better Muslima, to serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and goodness in whatever small way I can. That's also a student. They did not allow us to put their names, but you will meet some of them. That's another one. Just for the sake of time, I am not going to be reading. Everyone, year of knowledge was an eye-opening experience for me. I joined thinking it's a shortcut over a year, 1 year, to learn basics of deen to teach my child. Subhanallah. But this course was so much more. It was a journey to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was a code of conduct for me to live my life. I'm grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for waking me, waking me up from heedlessness and putting me on this path. Now, in 2022, we required the following. We required that the student attend 80% of the classes, and also there is quizzes, and there is final exam and end of semester exam. So from the 55, alhamdulillah, 40 of the women met these qualifications. From the 55 part-time, 37. I know, and alhamdulillah, we build up a very beautiful relationship with the students. Again, women, we have our obstacles. So not everyone was able to join 80% of the time. Things change throughout the year. But I'm so glad, because this is more than 80% of the students completed the whole 1 year course. Walillahi alhamd wal minna. So basically, that's a simple in a nutshell. I'm going to bring one of our favorite, to me, one of my favorite students, Sister Naila. Can you move your camera, Sister Naila, so she can, so we can see you? No, go to your, yep, perfect. So I'm going to share this with everybody. So Sister Naila, I met her just before we started, about 3 weeks. We had a function in St. Louis. She came to me, and I know her for years, of course. And she said, Sister Haifa, do you think I can do this? And my answer says, why not? Why not? Right? And I will leave the rest to Naila. Tafaddali ya Naila. Yeah, unmute. Naila, just unmute, my dear. I will mute you. If the phone closes, fine. Welcome back. remove it. No problem. طيب. I'll bring Sanjana by the time we get. Allah always tests us. And the students in Year of Knowledge know how much Allah tests us with this technology. But it's alhamdulillah. We struggle. We Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy. We'll get the reward. Sanjana, introduce yourself to everybody.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I joined the Year of Knowledge this past year. I joined the full-time program. I am a wife, a mother, I'm a practicing physician. And this past year, when I heard about the Year of Knowledge, it was like Allah answered my dua. I made, you know, especially during the pandemic, you know, I doubled down on my dua to gain divine knowledge. And Allah answered my dua in ways that were far greater than anything I asked for. He gave me suhba of sisters who were all much, much better than me. And he gave me a year with Sheikha where, you know, whereas I went in wanting to learn Fard Ain, wanting to become more grounded in Islamic knowledge so that, you know, I can teach my daughter, I can be a good example to my family, and I can be grounded in knowledge when I help patients. And, you know, from day one, all that was kind of destroyed because I realized the real emergency was between me and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and needing to prepare myself for facing Him. And this year has made me realize how little I know and, you know, how much Allah can bless us with knowledge. It's changed me and it's changed my life and it's changed the life of my family. So it's, you know, it's taken me in a completely different trajectory. And I think what I want to share, if anyone is in doubt about whether they can do it, you know, last year when I heard about this and I wanted to do it, the first doubts that came to me was, this is probably not the best time for me to do it. You know, I was working full time. And between working, I was homeschooling my daughter. There was illness in my family. And, you know, I kept thinking maybe I should join not the first year, but after the program has settled next year. And then this thought came to me, you know, I started medical school 20 years ago, around the same time I wanted to study Deen too. And at that time, the opportunity wasn't there. And Allah gave me this opportunity in 20 years. I didn't want to wait another 20 years. So I'm happy I went forward and I, you know, started out with the intention of going to the classes on weekends and then listening to the recordings in the weekdays. And somehow Allah gave me such barakah in my time. You know, He also gave me not just barakah and with the knowledge of the deen, but also the ability to have relief in my life somehow. You know, I got focus in my life. I got relief from my difficulties and I got the ability to, you know, look at everything that happens in my life through the lens of Allah. That's what Sheikh Alway says. And nothing that happened, good or bad, shook me the way I thought it would shake me. And this is why I'm, inshallah, hoping to do the second year of knowledge, because once I've gotten this ni'mah from Allah, I don't want it to go away.
So Sanjana, the question that I get million times, where do you find the time to do that? You're a physician, you're a mother, you have extended family. How did you do it? I have to say, Sanjana, there was almost always in the classes, and sometimes we have an addition to the class, which is her daughter. So usually sometimes comes in the back. And I was like, okay, alhamdulillah, this is a future student. So what do you tell the people who are listening to us? How did you balance that?
You know, I've sacrificed so much in my life for other things before knowledge, right? I sacrificed sleep, time. I mean, a lot of us, we work like 30-hour shifts. We do all these things for other things we prioritize. And at this time, I realized I would prioritize my deen. I would prioritize the connection to Allah. If I wanted to be close to Allah, I have to work for it. I have to sacrifice something. If I wanted this knowledge, I have to prioritize it.
So
I remember,
if you look back now for the whole year, and again, it is 4 days a week. It's 3 hours a day, except on Monday, we had 2 hours daily. And again, it's five subjects. We studied Aqidah, Creed, and we studied Fiqh. the basics of fiqh al-ibadat, as we say, the Islamic law of the basics, practical things we have to do. And then we studied science of the Quran, tazkiyah, and the 14 hours. So what went out of the window so I can bring this 11 hours in my time?
You know, 11 hours compared to like the 24 hours in a day, 7 days a week, is almost nothing, right? I wonder how much time I used to spend on the phone. I wonder how much time I spent with leisure or entertainment, or just sometimes being tired, right? I think, you know, in the very beginning, a lot of my fellow sisters gave us a lot of tips about how to prioritize our time, how to be efficient, you know, how to outsource what didn't matter. And all of that helped.
Exactly. And I will add one thing. If I look back, please, Sheikh Zainab, you share your experience. If you look back on your days in Syria, didn't you say now, you say, how did I do it? Right?
SubhanAllah, you know what it is? It we didn't have social media.
Yes.
So I always say, you know, if the ulama in times, you know, in previous times, I don't know if they had Facebook and different things, I just don't know. But you know, there's the idea of barakah, right? That having barakah in one's time, and this is something that really has a lot of support in our religion, right? That time is not something that we waste or we don't take it seriously, but it's really something that we pay attention to. We organize our time. And in our day and age, I would humbly submit that we probably have to work a lot harder to make sure that we have that type of barakah in our time, because there are so many distractions around us. So what I would suggest, and you see the inspiring example of Sister Sanjana in front of you, that what I would suggest, my dear sisters, sometimes it's really a matter of saying, you know what, I have to prioritize this lesson right now, so I'm going to turn these notifications off. I'm not going to go on this website. You know, I'm going to, in other words, whatever we need to do to make sure that that is prioritized in that moment is very important.
Exactly. And SubhanAllah, people, working women say this, they say when we were working, we were able to utilize the time much more. Because you have the list, the to-do list, and you have like 5-10 things, and then you will be very cautious and aware of the time. And I see this also when the day I'm not teaching, or like, you know, the day is off and there isn't much, you don't know how the day ended. And I was like, what did I do? And then the day I have to teach and work and do the, and I was like, SubhanAllah. And it's the barakah, the focus, the balance. I will add the number one, which I'm sure all the students did it, and we kept reminding them and myself, make a dua for yourself that Allah makes it easy. Because no one makes it easy except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma la sahla illa ma ja'alta usala. Sanjana, where are you joining us? Remind me, which part?
Bay Area, California.
From California. And there was a question here, and I'm going to bring back Sister Naila, is where are the students from? It's amazingly, if I will tell you, there were 40%, if I'm remembering the numbers, 40 or 50%, less than that, is from the US and Canada. And really, I was very happy about that. We had the second largest group came from the UK. Actually, the students asked. That's why our classes are in the morning, because we wanted to accommodate as many as time zone. And then again, we couldn't accommodate everybody. We had students from Australia, New Zealand. We had from Malaysia, Indonesia, Africa, Tanzania, South Africa. We had from the Middle East. We had from Qatar. We had everybody. And we had the youngest. We had 15. We had in the 70s. We had two sisters. SubhanAllah, Allahu, they reached out to me. I met them when I was visiting one of the states. And she said, my English is not very strong. I read Arabic, but my English is not very strong. I was like, you know what? Do you really want to do it? She said, yeah. I said, tawakkali ala Allah. And guess which class she took? She took the Aqidah, which is the most challenging one. La ilaha illallah, she excelled. She read the book in Arabic, and this is one of the things we do. We have the original books, the Arabic books, and alhamdulillah, the ni'mah of Allah, that these books are translated. So we normally read the book, the translated book, and also we have the Arabic book. So those students who prefer to read in Arabic, we have it. But we conduct the class usually in English. So the point is, yes, wherever you are, and this is one of the reasons for the year 2, and actually for the year 1 and 2, we changed that we put the bulk of the classes are in the weekend, because that's one of the feedback we got, that the working woman wanted to join. And so we put about 60% of the classes are actually on weekend. We still had to put some during the week because we cannot put all these topics in 2 days. And also we couldn't do it in the evening, in case you wonder, because if we do it in the evening, the people who are overseas, is very difficult for them. The people in Europe will be in the middle of the night. And some in the Middle East will be way early in the morning. So, and I keep asking Allah, use us, Ya Rabbi, in a way that we can accommodate everybody. I'm going to bring back Sister Naila, inshallah. Sister Naila, is her mic? Yes, alhamdulillah.
Assalamu alaikum. Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you very well. MashaAllah. Tafaddali. Tafaddali. So I'm going to say this, my disclaimer. So we were in this, it was a fundraising program in St. Louis. It was last summer. And I know Sister Naila for years. We were together in St. Louis. And then she came to me after the program and says, I want to register. What do you think? And I was like, probably heard the best news in my life. And she said, do you think I can do it? I was like, why not? And subhanAllah, the rest is history. And you talk about it, Ya Naila.
Okay. So I was actually with a group of other ladies in St. Louis. We were studying Arabic and like the Quran, Arabic tafsir. One other friend was joining, and then they kind of like, I thought I should do it too, and I wasn't sure if I would be able to. So that's when I met Sheikha Haifa, and after meeting her, I was like, okay, I can do it. And I came back and I registered right away, but I was not really aware of all the undertaking I was going through. I didn't know there'll be exams and amount of studying, but once it started, it's just like your heart is just like, there's a transformation happening, and you're like every day, it's like, I found myself enjoying the classes and enjoying the process and learning. And it was just awareness that how much I didn't know. And it's just made me feel like I need to put in more effort. And
didn't you say to yourself, or someone I'm sure came to you and says, now you are learning, Ya Naila? Isn't that too late?
No, nobody really said that, but they were just like, oh, it's like there's so much studying, and you do exams, and but it's like, I don't think there's like any time that you should study or not study. It's just that I think it's just from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like, whenever it's like meant for you, you're kind of, I think I was just kind of pushed into it, that I take it as a blessing that it happened, and yes, I was able to do it. And I'm grateful for the classes, for Sheikha's lectures, and the help from other students, especially with, I think technology is a, like everyone saw it just now that I couldn't get in. So it is a drawback, but I think I learned a lot about technology as well with Islamic studies, but I was able to do it. And I think anyone can who puts their mind to it. And
Naila, I'm going to put a question this, because this is this course suitable if you're a beginner? What will you say?
Yes, definitely. I think that anyone can do it. It's just you want to have the desire to do it and just put in that necessary amount of time that is required.
So that's the next question, and both you can do, and I'll bring the other students in a second. How much time you put in a week outside the 11 hours of the study? So we had every topic is 2 hours a week. So again, fiqh, Quranic science, tazkiyah, Quran and aqidah is 2 hours a week. And then we had 1 hour a week, which is usually on Sunday, is for questions and answers for all the topics. So students send them. And then if we didn't cover it in the class, because also in the class, we allow questions and answers, then we cover on Sunday. So this is 11 hours, right? So how much more do you put outside this, because that's another question is going to come, right? And do you regard yourself as a beginner when you joined?
I would say in a lot of things, like, I think I knew just the basic things that, like, we learned as while growing up in a Muslim household, and we do the basic things, but there's so many things that I didn't know, and there's still so much to learn, but I would say that I would be at a basic level.
So is it suitable for a beginner? The answer is yes, because the first thing in the first class when I met with all the students, I said, listen, the goal is not to graduate scholars. This course is not meant for scholarship, meaning after 4 or 5 years, you're going to be joining a PhD program. No, this program, mainly the goal, and inshallah, it will continue to be this way, is to teach the ordinary woman, young or old, this beautiful deen. And especially women, because if you don't know, I can reassure you that, or I can assure you, the children will not know well. Because the first and the best school is the mother school. So yes, as a beginner, and even for second year now, the students from the first year, alhamdulillah, we have the majority, almost everybody joined second year. And we are accepting second year if you have studied a 1 year program. And then we are looking at those who applied. But majority of the people, even think of yourself as a beginner, and even if you studied it before, study it again. It's worth it because these are the basics. It will make you a stronger Muslim with all the challenges we are facing. All of us living in the West or the East, I need to be grounded in my relationship with Allah, in my relationship, how to worship Him correctly, and who is a Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, and how I keep my heart focus on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not get distracted. So I agree with you. I mean, when I was studying it, the way I was teaching it is making it much simpler than what usually you study in a, let's say, in a university or in an institute that the goal is to graduate scholars. One more question was how many assignments there is. This was very common. How many assignments or how many exams? Remember, you all were asking. I'm going to bring Sarah and then I will answer this question. Sara al-Ashram, tafaddali ya Sara.
Assalamu alaikum, Shaykha.
Wa alaikum assalam, so good to see you.
It's so good to see you. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
Can you share with us, ya Sara, what others shared with us?
Share with you what others shared?
Shares your experience.
My experience?
Okay. Yes, and who are you? Tell people who are you.
Yeah, so I am 29 years old. I'm a Palestinian American woman. I live in Cleveland, Ohio, so in the Midwest of America. And I'm not working now, but I was working before, and I felt very antsy in my previous job. I was taking a class or two in Islam every now and again at my local masjid, but I wanted to do something more. And I took that leap of faith. I didn't know what was going to happen. I didn't know where I was going to learn, but I just thought, you know, I just need to leave after talking to my husband, making a lot of dua. I left my job. And I actually took one course at Jenna Institute. And at the end of the course, I remember, Sheikha, you said, like, oh, we have a surprise for everyone. And that was when you were first introducing the Year of Knowledge. And I thought, subhanAllah, like, that's Allah answering my dua. And I was so scared. And I applied. I wasn't sure if I was going to get in or not. You know, thinking, like, going back to that question, you know, is this suitable for beginners? In my mind, I'm thinking all of these courses and programs that I see, you know, it's for scholars, it's people who've learned. But it obviously is not like that at all. Alhamdulillah, I took that leap of faith. I applied, and alhamdulillah, I got in, and here I am.
What was the challenge, Yasara? Challenges?
Challenges. The big thing, it was something that we talked about literally the first class, which was Tazkiya, and it was something that was reiterated time and time again, which is training the nafs, actually, for me. You know, I had to go through like the pains of training my nafs during this whole year. You know, I had to work on how to manage my time, you know, how to even manage myself, manage my own emotions, manage my own stress, things like that. And throughout the whole year, that was a huge emphasis. So it wasn't, you know, what you were saying before, Sheikha, about like you weren't trying to, you know, graduate scholars. You know, it's about bettering ourselves, you know, improving our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And alhamdulillah, I was able to do that. And, you know, I pray to Allah to continue that journey for me.
If I will ask, and I'll ask everyone, is what is the number one, if someone asked you, what did you learn in this year? What did you learn? One thing. Now you see it. What will you say, Yasara?
The big thing, this was, so I actually wrote some notes off to the side for myself. So something that we did talk about is we, you know, as Muslims, we need to submit to Allah, we need to obey Him. But before doing that, you must first learn about Him, and learning about Him increases your love for Him. So that was the number one thing for me, was that I learned about Allah. I learned that He is there for me, that He makes things easy for me.
It's actually the class of Aqeedah, and I'm also making a disclaimer. I was so worried about the class of Aqeedah, Ya Sheikha Zainab, because we taught them the Aqeedah al-Tahawiyyah, and I was worried that this may be too much for the student. And alhamdulillah, it is translated, summarized and translated, which is really easy to read. But the concept, and you know, when we study, when you study, the Aqeedah is usually something that you really have to dig in, the language they use, it's not easy. And I was very worried, and I keep making dua to Allah. Subhanallah, the highest number of students from the part-time, they registered was in Aqeedah. And we continue to have new students coming to Aqeedah, because that's the whole idea, is that in that class, I didn't learn what I believe in, which I know I believe in Allah, but what does it mean? And who is He? And where, what was I missing? Subhanallah. And we had, by the way, we had a lot of tears in a couple of classes. Tazkiyah for sure was one of them, especially when the students read there. We always ask the students to share with us their, not their only feelings, but what did they learn? So we call it reflections. The sum of reflections, I reached out to the student afterward and I said, you need to be a writer. This is a very talented human being. Subhanallah. Sanjana, one thing you say I learned.
I think I learned really about how to internalize Tawheed, and it's changed my life.
Subhanallah. Same thing I told you, the Aqeedah class is, you know, that your life, there's a sign that all the students learned it from me by heart now, this one, right? And now you also see when I give it talks. And I said, make your life as a circle. And the circle, of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is exalted from every analogy. But this is as if this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And everything in your life goes through it, even including why I'm learning and why I'm not learning, why I chose to be a physician and why I'm not. And all these things goes through Allah. And that's the tawheed they are talking about. That's the tawheed. When every decision in my daily life, I do it based upon what He wants me to do or what He thinks of me, not what I like and don't, or what people want and or not. Naila, one more, the same thing. One thing you want to share, that this course changed, that transformation, that's what we call a transformation. Can't hear you, Naila. That's okay. Naila, we always have this issue. It's okay. Already, let me
okay,
do
okay, no, yes. I got it.
Alhamdulillah.
Okay. So I felt like every subject that we were studying, be it like fiqh or Quran science or hadith, like everything was leading us to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala better in a different way, but like through the teachings of the Prophet, or like even like in classes of fiqh where it was like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told to sacrifice an animal, not to separate animals that are friends, like just like little things that just made you feel like who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that you just felt like you're getting to a little bit more aware of His existence, and then you're putting Him first in everything, your daily activities, your prayers, your interaction with people, like everything was being like taken over, and you're looking at everything through the lens of Allah.
So this is one of our students remind me, Zunaira is from Where did she live? I don't remember now. Do you remember, Yasara?
She's from Canada.
Canada. So Zunaira, just put this here. Because the name, and mashallah, she was one of the excellent students. I learned how to make easy act throughout the day, an act of worship. It's one of the things we learned. You all remember. Is like, I'm cooking. I don't like cooking. I'm going to see a patient. I'm so tired. How can this be an act of worship? This is what we learned. I learned how to make an act through every act throughout the day, an act of worship. I learned to worship Allah the way He wants to be worshipped, not how I want to worship Him out of my hawa. We learn this in Tazkiyah. Out of my hawa is my desire, my own inclination. Subhanallah. And this is also Zabiba, mashallah, tabarakallah. She was very active students. You all remember her, tabarakallah. And Zabiba, I think she joined us from Minnesota. I don't remember. I'm a student of Tazkiyah, and I learned how to ask repentance from your sin and be closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tazkiyah was actually, we studied also, subhanAllah, as a book, which is in Arabic, is yani not an easy read. And it was translated very well. May Allah reward them all. It's called Madaruj al-Salikin, Imam Ibn al-Qayyim. It's basically the path of the seekers. And we studied only the chapter of repentance, At-Tawbah. And I can't tell you how much I enjoyed it before anyone, subhanAllah. So alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. And this is all, and this is why I wanted to share with everybody the reality of learning. Because this is not me and Sheikha Zainab, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took us overseas. These are women like you, like everybody else, who went through all the challenges. I can tell you how many challenges I went through throughout the year, because I'm still working, and then I give other programs, and I travel, and I still have to do all this. And when I look back, I also, Allah knows how He made it easy. But it happened, and we continued. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Sheikha Zainab, after you heard this, what do you want to say?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I just think it's so inspiring, because as our dear sisters can see here, we have students from diverse backgrounds, you know, students that, my apologies, students that have, you know, work-related obligations, family. I mean, so what you're seeing, my dear sisters, is that it's fully possible, right, with work obligations, with family obligations, with the work that you're doing in your community, you know, being from multiple time zones, that, you know, you don't have to be 16, 17, 18, 19 years old to do this. It's fully possible to come back and to study. And here's the thing, another thing that I want to say about this is that sometimes we think, if I just have my fard ayn knowledge, I put that behind me, I don't have to come back to it. No. In fact, you'll find that with a lot of scholars, I'm not amongst them, I'm talibat al-ilm, a student of knowledge, but with a lot of scholars, they're constantly revising. They're going back to those basics, back to those foundations, because you realize that this deen is so deep and it's rich and it's layered, and you constantly have to go back and revise. And then the other thing too, my dear sisters, is that when you are seeking sacred knowledge, it's not just about seeking knowledge so that we have, look, so that I come and say, for example, look at my notebooks, look at my library. No. It's about, am I acting on the basis of that knowledge? You know, Imam al-Ghazali rahimahullah writes a lot about the idea of acting on the basis of knowledge, and he categorizes knowledge, and he says that the knowledge that has fruit, in other words, that you're looking for knowledge that's really beneficial. And how do we know that knowledge is benefiting us? It's because the fruit of that knowledge is its guidance. It's not knowledge just for the sake of knowledge, but it's knowledge that is directly leading to what? To guidance. And that guidance leads to what? Inshallah, salvation in the akhirah.
So I'm going to put some of the questions here. And this is, can you please tell me more about the difference between full-time versus part-time? So the full-time program is, we have five topics. Year one have five topics, year two have five topics. And the topics is, in year one is, as I said, and I'm going to say it one more time, science of the Quran, that's where Sheikh Zainab is going to be teaching. And then we have fiqh, that's Sheikh Aisha Wazwaz. And then we have aqidah, and this year we're going to do Asma'illah al-Husna, I will be teaching it. Tazkiyah, I will be teaching it. And also we have for the first year, the commentary of the 14 Nawawis, I'll be teaching it. For second year, we're going to now move a little bit more. Since we learned the science of the Quran, now we are doing tafsir. So we chose the three surahs that has more related to the woman. Let's put it this way. We have Surah An-Nisa, and we have Surah An-Nur, and we have Surah Al-Hujurat. Surah Al-Hujurat is not only for women, it's for the all Muslims. So we have Tafsir, we also have Aqidah, the names of Allah, we also have Tazkiyah, and we have a Shama'il al-Muhammadiyya. Now we learned about what he taught us, words, now we're going to learn who is he, alayhi salatu wasalam. The timings, all the other details, you can find it. Yeah, Nurita, if you can put the link on the screen, you go to our website, jannahinstitute.org, and you will find all much more details, the books, the planners, all these things. And normally, in every week, we study between 20 to 30 pages of the subject. And we have a planner we follow. And you are required, you are asked, you are highly recommended to read the class before you join. But most of the time, I read it from the book and make it easy. Some of the fiqh classes, we make slides and we make summaries. The students make beautiful summaries and we share it with all of you. Another question is, how many hours per day would it be? It is online only or also in person? May Allah reward you, Ya Hira. I think it's the same Hira, if I know. And I don't know if we will have time to do on site yet, but this is definitely in the coming future that we will open it also wherever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will allow us to be, that it is also on site. In general, it's 11 hours of classes, live or recorded classes. And usually I will recommend at least for every hour of class, you need to read 1 hour. But that you can do it on your leisure. We also make groups. We have supporting group. We have Ustada Amina, who's our coordinator, mashallah, tabarakallah. We also, she studied herself and she's a hafidah of the Quran. She gives a lot of support to the students. We meet with them. They can reach out to me. I'm available throughout email if there's any issues. We try to support the woman because we are all women and we know the difficulty and the challenges. And then we have another question that's from Kulsoom. Is it a one-time payment or do we have payment in installment? All these are on our website. You can do it one time. There is installment and there is also financial aid. Unfortunately, we had overwhelming requests for financial aid and we had to close it by August 1st because we couldn't accommodate everybody. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it free for everyone. But go and again, check our website and you will find that. Let's see this one. May Allah place barakah, ameen. Ya Rabbi, ameen. Jazakillahu khair, ya Zara. How much? Let me see. I'm just putting how much it costs. These are all these informations on the website. It's jannahinstitute.org. Year of Knowledge. You will find everything, including the books, including all the detail. Can we do Aqidah only? What we have decided this year, based on the experience of last year, that we will require the students part-time to register for at least 2 of the classes. Because I want you to, this is how I said it, when we had this discussion with the team, I said, I want the student to put a little bit more effort. Allah's knowledge worth to put a little bit more. So we require 2 classes. So you can do Aqidah and Tazkiyah, Aqidah and Fiqh, Aqidah of Quran, whatever you like, but we require 2 classes registration. This is the registration link. Here you go. You have it here. And this Year of Knowledge at Jannah Institute. If you go at jannahinstitute.org, that's our website, you will find it there. Last words, I will leave it to Sheikha Zainab first and then every student. And subhanAllah, it's already an hour. I can't believe it. Tafadhal ya Sheikha Zainab.
I'm so excited and honored. So the class I'll be teaching, inshallah ta'ala, is Ulum al-Quran. And, you know, the ulama, they'll often discuss which is the most noble of Ulum Shari'iyah, of Islamic sciences. You know, is it Aqidah? Is it Ilm al-Tawheed? Is it Hadith? Is it Ulum al-Quran? And really, you know, there's an argument you can make about each branch of the Islamic sciences. But what I have to say about Ulum al-Quran, because sometimes people think, okay, I'll be learning Tajweed or Arabic. And, you know, that there's many branches under Ulum al-Quran, but primarily what this class is, it's not so much a class on the mechanics or the phonetics of how to articulate the Quran. That would be a different class. Instead, what this class does, this class makes sure that we understand the kind of fundamental principles of the science and ultimately how the Quran is actually revealed to the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him. That's the idea. In other words, we interact with the Quran every day. Why? Because we recite it both inside of our prayer and outside of our prayer, and we teach our children. I mean, the Quran is literally the center, it's the foundation of Islamic civilization. And you know, a lot of us might not actually know those details about how the Quran is revealed, you know, how it comes down to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, you know, how the surahs are arranged, for example, issues of say abrogation in the Quran. In other words, the ulama in the past, what they did was they very comprehensively began to study how the Quran comes to us. And you think about, this is a miracle that Allah Ta'ala says, verily we reveal this dhikr and verily we shall preserve it. And this is the only scripture, this is the main thing that I want to emphasize here, in the history of scripture and the history of revelation, this is the only scripture that remains intact. And it's not human authored. People will often make the mistake, you know, maybe if they're out from outside the tradition, they'll make the mistake of associating that scripture with human authorship. No, this is literally the only book that remains in its original form, that every single line in the Quran, every single ayah, every single word, every single verse, this is the same as what was given to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So it's going to be a 1 year, in the 1 year program, Year of Knowledge, we're going to spend the better part of a year, inshallah ta'ala, studying ulum al-Quran, the merits of this science, and how the mushaf that we hold in our hands today was revealed to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam 1400 years ago, inshallah ta'ala.
Yeah, this probably answered this question, Hat. It's, well, Ulum al-Quran covered the literally the miracles of the Quran. Not every miracle in the Quran, it's the miraculous nature of the Quran. That's the, and it's, we're teaching the book of Imam al-Suyuti, which is basically, it's, and there's an Imam al-Zarkashi and Imam al-Suyuti, inshallah, what do I say? Is that the pillars of Ulum al-Quran. And he it's a very detailed book, so we're trying to make it as simple, and but still we learn the basics. Is the Quran itself is by itself is a miracle. The miraculous nature of the Quran. But every miracle of the Quran is not in this. And even if you look at the Ulum al-Quran, the books, it's not. There is another science, sub-science or subtitle from the Ulum al-Quran is the miracles of the Quran, like stories of the Quran or the things that is the same, mutashabihat al-Quran. We don't go into a lot of that detail again, because remember, the goal is not to graduate scholars. When you go and enroll in universities, absolutely you study all that. This is to teach women the basics, what they need to learn. There's one more question, and twice she said it, so I have to honor her. Is there anything for girls who are 12? We are looking into that. It's just, you know what, subhanAllah, and you, Sheikh Zainab, you know that, how many things we have to do, but it's only 24 hours a day, and we have other things we have to do. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because I have the same thing for boys, actually. I was reached out by mothers. It's like, are you going to do anything for the boys? Are you going to do anything for the girls? Actually, we have a plan, bi-idhnillah. It's not something like the exactly, but inshallah, make dua that Allah put barakah in the efforts, and may He subhanahu wa ta'ala accept. Last thing, we have 1 minute, everyone. We passed it, but that's okay. Yalla ya Sinjana, can you say one more thing?
I just want to say, dear sisters, if you're on the fence about doing this and you're in need of khair in your life, do this, because none of us are good enough. I was not good enough for this. This did not come from me. It won't come from you. Allah will give barakah in your life if you take the step towards Him. You know, you take one step and Allah will take you the rest of the way.
Absolutely. It's not our efforts. It's not our... The only thing He wants to see, and I say this to myself, He wants to see in me the desire. I want to do it. But of course, Shaitan going to come and bring million blocks and people and me. But He wants to see I really want it. And then He makes it easy. Tafaddali ya Sanjana. I'm sorry, ya Sara.
If I could say one thing, it's kind of actually going off of what Sheikha, you said, which is, you know, don't let the waswasa, don't let the shayateen get to you. This is a means of getting closer to Allah. So take it, trust Allah, He will make it easy.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Na'ilah. The last but not the least.
Okay. I feel like if I can do it, anyone can do it. And I would, and it's the feeling you get by getting knowledge. It's priceless. And it just, it's of benefit to so many people that are affiliated with you, your family, your children, your husband, and your friends. So like you could help so many other people when you gain knowledge.
Sister Naila is very humble. She was a very good student. You all know that, right? Because with the way we teach also, this is something for all. It's not one way. We always try to make it interactive. So I always try to ask the students, not to put them on the spot, but what do you think? How do you feel? And one of the ones who always answered was always Sister Naila. And she didn't miss except few times, again, because family issues. She's a grandmother, mashallah, tabarakallah. And she always...
I'm not a grandmother yet.
Yes, but you will be, inshallah. 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 But the point is, you have family, I remember. You have family, visitors coming out of town. You know, the usual life we all have, right? And then when you have a guest in your home, they have the right upon you. So you're not going to leave them and says, I'm going to go and study. But subhanAllah, the only time she missed, I remember, same thing with Sanjana, same thing with Sarah. There's, by the way, all the students are amazing. And we reached out to all of them for one reason or the other. They couldn't join. But alhamdulillah, Rabbi, if anything, I'm so grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And many things, definitely, that he made it this, the dream made it true. And we continued. And I was blessed to meet all these beautiful sisters, subhanAllah. I learned from them way more. I don't say this to them, but I am now saying it to everybody. I learned from them because you learn from the students. Sheikha Zainab, you know that. You learn from the students a lot, sometimes even more than what you teach them. So what I am going to ask everyone, everyone, that don't put any obstacle. Don't let shaitan put an obstacle that you cannot do it, not this year, next year. I don't know if I'm living tomorrow. And this is actually was the question when we started the program, the team, when I said, we are starting it, they said, Sister Haifa, 2023. And I said, no, 2021. They looked at me and said, this is less than 6 months. I said, I don't know if I'm living. I don't know who, if we are living. And when you want to do something for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you have the pure intention, and you rely on Him, impossible becomes possible. Wallah alladhi illa. If anything I learned from the year of knowledge is the impossible was possible, and by Allah only. And don't underestimate your ability, beautiful sisters. You can do it. You all can do it. Even if you attend one class or two classes and you attend as much as you can, but we have a way also of monitoring if they are viewing the classes. Questions are not very hard, but it's a good review. Even the final exam doesn't go that hard. I looked at all the scores. MashaAllah, tabarakAllah, everybody did beautiful. I mean, we had people take 99 or 98, the whole topics. So tawakkalu ala Allah, ask Allah to open it, to open this path of knowledge for you, whether again through Jannah Institute or any other online institute. And if you have it locally in your place, also look into local, because local in person, there is even more khair in it. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala use us all and not replace us. Jazakumullah khair, Sheikha Zainab, as always, lovely seeing you, looking forward to work together. And may Allah make this the beginning of even more and more and more khair. Jazakumullah khair, Sanjana and Sarah, and Sister Naila, it was a pleasure, looking forward. And we're starting, inshallah, September 12th, bi'idhnillah. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك صلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه